The danger is not over yet for Queensland, with heavy rain hampering the clean-up effort after Cyclone Debbie. Severe thunderstorms are sweeping through the state's central coast and Whitsunday Islands. Emergency services have rescued dozens from floodwaters and are warning people to stay away from affected areas. Dozens of people still need to be rescued from floodwaters, and all schools from Agnes Water in central Queensland to the New South Wales border will be closed today as authorities prepare for widespread flash flooding. Thousands remain stranded on the Whitsunday Islands as food and water supplies dwindle. In Bowen, residents are anxious after enduring another night without power as torrential rain continues to fall on the already saturated town. Annie Guest reports from Bowen.
Outside, the rain pounds down. Inside Nikki Richards' dark one-bedroom, two-sleep-out house, there are two dogs and three generations of family.
Golden, gold, yay!
Very hot, very small room. It's a very small house. And we've got me and Troy, my husband, Annie, her partner, and three children here at the moment. And there's some thunder. And it's just a very small, cramped house, and it's hot with no power, of course.
How long have you been sheltering here?
Since Monday. Went for a quick drive to the shop when it opened, and that's about it. No, I don't want to be driving around. It's too scary for me. I'm just glad that the house held up, because this house was built in about 1946.
What was it like through the cyclone?
Extremely scary. I've never been so scared in my life. Everything was shaking. The noise was horrendous. We had a leaky roof.
So there was lots of water coming through?
Yeah, it was pouring in. Everything over that side of the house is drenched. So we've got wet linen everywhere. And there's nothing we can do about it until we get power back on. So, you know, our house smells like wet dog.
She feels for fellow residents whose houses were damaged. Some are still learning the fate of their homes. 78-year-old Igor Kustos used a break in the weather to have a look.
That's where I live over there. That is my unit here. Look.
Igor Kustos's retirement village was compulsorily evacuated. His anxiety rose as he approached his one-bedroom, semi-detached home.
Oh, so lovely. Look, everything is here. Look, everything is good. Gee, I'm lucky, hey?
When we got into the car, you said that you had not been too worried, but we've come in here and you've been overwhelmed by emotions.
Yes, I was worrying about where I'm staying. And I want to stay in Bowen. That's my home. And I'm very, very happy. Everything is good.
So when will you come back home and move back in again?
Maybe in 2 days or 3 days.
Then once the power is back on, do you think?
When the power is back, then I go home again.
It's not known how long it will take to reconnect the 50,000 North Queensland homes and businesses that lost power during Cyclone Debbie.
Annie Guest.